Hey guys, and welcome to today's episode of the Leaner Stronger podcast. Today's episode is a very special episode because we are celebrating the birthday of Mr. Burliukkonen.
Yay!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Welcome to the 30s.
You remember
club.
How to say it in Finnish?
Paljon onnea. Yeah.
Paljon onnea. So paljon onnea. Yes, that's kind of like congratulations.
All right.
But specifically, happy birthday is hyvää syntymäpäivää.
Oh, of course. Hyvää syntymäpäivää.
Yes. Very good.
Still practicing.
No, that was good. Awesome. Yeah.
So on today's episode, I feel like, you know, now that we're both in our 30s club, we're going to start to have some real talk.
Yeah. About all the things that happen, eh?
All the things that start to unfold once we hit this wonderful milestone.
Yeah, you know, turned 30 a couple of days ago. It was this morning, woke up, I had to brush my hair like this and basically had like a handful of hair get stuck on my hand and my, you know, knees have started creaking and my lower back's real tight and yeah.
Everything's going downhill.
Everything's gone to shit.
But that's not true, is it?
It's not true.
No.
But supposedly, this is where that dreaded downhill really starts. And supposedly, it is a reality.
It is the reality.
There's no going around it. No. That sooner or later, that downhill. Actually, kind of physiologically, it has actually kind of started from like, you know, mid-20s.
Yeah.
Especially for men, that's where you kind of hit your peak, you know, testosterone levels and all that. And then ever since then, it's kind of this kind of gradual
decline.
Downhill.
Downhill.
Yeah. For some people, not so gradual, actually. And this is where a lot of it comes back onto you. It's like, what do you want your decline to look like?
Some real talk.
Some real talk. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's a reality that once you hit your 30s and whatever kind of pathway you decide to choose for your life, like, you know, some people will go down the pathway of really focusing on their career and giving their love and all their energy to their business or their career path, whatever it might be. And then some people, you know, they're going to look to settle down. They want to start a family. So whatever pathway you decide, I think, you know, there's definitely some things that you need to focus on from your health and energy perspective so that you can make sure that you're giving whatever pathway you choose the best that you possibly can.
That's it. Like, you want to be able to bring out your A game.
Yeah.
Wherever it is.
Yes.
You know, you want to be able to bring out your A game in your workplace if that's the thing that you really want to focus on so that you can then, you know, set the stage for hopefully really being well off financially and being able to do things that you enjoy doing, getting into a role that you enjoy being in where you get to contribute to the world around you and is meaningful to you.
So meaningful.
And hopefully pays well.
Obviously, yeah, that's it.
Obviously as well. But showing up and like showing up the best version of yourself and bringing out your A game, that also applies to what happens at home, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, after the day's work is done, can you show up as your most present version of yourself as a partner?
As a partner.
As a parent.
Yeah.
And
spouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, partner, spouse. And yeah, whatever profile you fit into at home. Yeah, and I think, you know, we're talking about this before. It's a bit of a fear, but obviously I don't let it get down to me. But I want to be, you know, in my 60s, 70s, 80s, like strong, healthy, being able to travel the world. It's inevitable unless you've kind of cracked the magic equation. Maybe you put money into Bitcoin like 10 years ago and you can retire now. But it's kind of inevitable that we're going to be working, you know, well into our retirement stages. But then a lot of people have sacrificed their health or whatever it might be in order to build this empire or even just, you know, get by, so that they can retire and then live their life. But what happens if you actually haven't given your body and your health the attention that it needs And then by the time you can actually retire and travel the world or do whatever it might be that you want to do, but you're kind of held back because of your health.
Yeah, and because of your fragility. Fragility from the perspective of like having the energy required energy levels to do really, really cool stuff that you always wanted to do. But then also just having the physical strength and the movement capabilities. Those things don't maintain themselves unless you maintain it. It's a use it or lose it game. And I think we saw a really good example of that, you know, unfortunately over the weekend. We did a weekend trip and we were staying at this hotel. And in the hotel lobby, we could see there was this older couple. And they were like probably well into their like
80s. Definitely in their 80s. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely in their 80s. But the lady, it was just such a... Because the reality is that we're all in a constant battle with gravity.
Yeah.
You know, gravity is pulling you and keeping you on planet Earth, terra firma, so that you don't fly into space. But gravity is also kind of squishing you. And over time, if you don't put in the work to be strong and be able to resist the constant pull of gravity... Eventually, gravity is going to win. And eventually, gravity wins every single one of us.
Mm.
But this lady, she literally, you know, folded in half and, like, twisted. And it was, like, you know, a bit of scoliosis going on there. And, like, her center of mass was going places. And it just looked really, really difficult to move. And it's really, really...
It was a little bit heartbreaking to kind of see that, you know, it might well be holding you back from being able to... live a quality, your quality of life may be slightly diminished because of your inability to move freely.
And this strikes pretty close to home, like a couple of years ago, or it wasn't even that long ago when my last grandparent passed away, she had severe scoliosis and she had literally been folded in, not only in half, but like even beyond that. And it was just very hard to look at that. Like, knowing that, like, oh man, like, if you just started strength training 10, 20, 30 years ago, like, obviously, even back then already, this stuff wasn't as prevalent.
No.
Like, you didn't really know about all this amazing stuff that we have now. They didn't have access to all this amazing information, gyms, machines, like, qualified people. Qualified people who can help you out.
That too. And, there wasn't this huge culture for strength training back then either.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people thought, oh, yeah, that's what just athletes do, or that's what, you know, gym junkies do or something. That's not just for the ordinary person.
Yeah. And there wasn't, like, even if you go further back than that, like when she would have been in her 30s and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like no such thing for... As a gym, probably in Finland.
No.
Like, probably some of the oldest gyms.
Yeah.
But let alone that, like, a woman would have walked in there.
Exactly.
Like, never gonna happen. But knowing what I know about movement and strength and resilience and all this, it's just like, man, like, if you just started doing some kind of, like, deadlift type movements and, like, some kind of front loaded squatting movements, some kind of upper body exercises. Like, you would have been able to probably, she would probably still be here. Because until, like, literally the last couple of months, her cognition was really, really bright.
She was sharp.
Really sharp, but her body was just, like, completely shut down and just couldn't do anything. And was stuck at a home with freaking crazy people who had, like, lost it already.
Which is sad. Which is, you know, I think that really brings it home for us in that, our generation and, you know, a couple of generations prior to us, we have access to all this amazing information. It's so easy to get yourself to the gym. You have the tools that enable you to create a routine where you can include strength training into your life, include cardiovascular training into your life, include healthy food into your life. Especially in Australia, we have so much access to the most amazing food bowl in the world. And so if you're not really taking advantage and kind of showing up and taking accountability and ownership for yourself and your health, that's very sad.
Yeah.
It's very sad. And obviously, you know, there's different points in your life where you're going to be burdened with XYZ, and obviously that's very unfortunate, but I think if you can really just try to come back to what is important to my life, well, it's my family, it's serving my family, serving my friends, serving myself, it's going to kind of shift your values and be able to kind of bring you back into the direction of, okay, what's most important here? And it is your health. Is your health.
It is. That's the most important thing that you have. And once you lose it, you really don't often appreciate it until you lose it. Yeah. That's, I think, really unfortunate. And it's like, we're very privileged. Mm. And you have to honor that privilege. And even though we say that it's easy for us to do these things, the reality is that it's not actually easy to do these things for a lot of people. Like, it is easy in that we have access to that.
Yeah.
If you live in a modern environment and, you know, you're listening to this, you're probably kind of falling into that category. But it's still not exactly easy. But hey, like, if it was super easy, like, what's the point? Like, would it be worth it? Like, do you rather want it to be easy, or do you rather want it to be freaking awesome, like really worth it?
Mm,
you know, true. Like something that you can look back and be like, I'm so proud of myself that I put in the work into this.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and I don't want to sound like come across like I'm really entitled. Like, obviously, I know that we live in a very special pocket of the world where we do have access to gyms and equipment and knowledge in our hands. But then I think at the same time, you do have to kind of, if you're listening to this, you have to ask yourself, like, am I in that small pocket of privilege? Really ask yourself, be honest with yourself. Is it just like kind of excuses that are holding me back, or are there genuine like challenges holding me back from challenging myself?
Genuine challenges, as in, like, you know, feeding yourself, sheltering yourself, like all these things. Like, but if you're lucky enough, exactly, if you're lucky enough to have all these basic needs covered, then this is kind of the next thing. The next thing that if you cover and if you invest time and effort into, will dramatically improve the quality of your life, not only in the future, but also in the present.
Mm. So then let's quickly talk about what are maybe some challenges that are preventing people from wanting to take action.
Mm.
What's getting in the way?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think when we first work with people, they come and they're like, okay, I'm so motivated. Like, I can feel that my health is not really great. My energy sucks. I feel weak. My cardiovascular is not great. I'm super motivated. I want to change my life. But then, you know, the motivation might start to fizzle.
Mm.
So what are some of the conflicts that we, I guess, see that are stopping people from actually getting from A to B? And how can we help them?
Yeah, I think it starts from that, having that conversation with yourself about, like, what is actually important for me in my life, and tying the thing that you want, which is better looks, more energy, and feeling better. How does that allow you to do more of the things, or do the things better, that you value in your life? Mm-hmm. Whether it's helping other people, being a really good parent, being happy, being just the best version of yourself. Like, how are those things going to be enhanced by having more energy, by having more confidence in how you look, by feeling better, by feeling absolutely unstoppable and strong? How are you going to be able to do the things that you love better because of those things? I think that's the first step.
Yeah, so true. I think really tying that to your personal values.
Yeah.
If you haven't managed to tie your health and fitness routine or whatever is required, your daily habits, and fit that specifically to what you find important in your life, your success rate just unfortunately isn't going to be strong enough. And yes, maybe you can use willpower to kind of push through. But if you still haven't managed to tie all of those habits to your values, you're probably over time going to see it start to unravel very slowly, and unfortunately you may end up back to square one.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the next one is realizing that extreme approaches still don't work. And I know that you've tried them before. Don't give me that bullshit. You've tried it. You've tried extreme diet. You've tried some extreme training program. Guess what? It didn't work back then. It still doesn't work. It probably worked really well in the short term, but it doesn't work in the long term. The only thing that is more impressive than really, really quick progress with an extreme approach is the rebound back to an even worse place, because consistency wins every single time. And you need to find something that you can stay consistent with for long enough so that you can actually see the changes in your body and in the way that you feel that you desire to see.
Totally. And once you do make it consistent enough and hold on to that, those habits, then you give your chance to actually ingrain that into your life. And then there's a lot less of that friction to kind of get the boxes ticked. It just becomes a very natural and organic part of your life.
Exactly. Like how difficult it is for you to brush your teeth every morning. Well, not very difficult.
No.
You know, so that's the kind of automaticity level when you get to that. Like how easy it can actually be when you get to that level. It's just getting there can be a little bit challenging. And when it comes to getting there, I think there's one more piece of advice that I would give to people is to apply the same strategy that you already apply in other areas of your life. If you need to get good quality legal advice, who are you going to go and see? You're going to find a professional lawyer who's very, very qualified in what they do and who has a proven track record and a very solid system that has delivered positive results for people who've been in the same situation as you, facing the same problems as you. The same thing goes for financial advice. You want specific tailored advice to your circumstances, nothing else. That's it. And a proven system that has this actually helped other people in the past. You know, when it comes to health and fitness, like we do appreciate that, especially if you're in your early 30s, maybe you're saving for a mortgage or you're lucky enough to already have a mortgage, because it's a bit of a step to get to that, which we're trying to work on at the moment. We appreciate that hiring, you know, one-on-one personal training on a weekly basis might be a little bit out of budget. And that's exactly why we've created a perfect solution for that, which this solution helps busy professionals who need the structure, education and skills, support and accountability to get to their goals of looking and feeling better, but without the price tag of one-on-one weekly personal training. This is a very proven system with a lot of people on it currently getting great results. It's called the Leaner Stronger Online Coaching Membership. And yeah, like that's literally the best solution to get all those things with a much lower price cost than personal training.
That's it. And, you know, I think our biggest mission is, you know, on the basis of this podcast is longevity. It's health, it's strength. It's being full of energy and having the vitality so that you can do all the things that you want to do in this life and more.
Perfect. Love it. So if you're interested in learning more about the Leaner Stronger coaching program, don't hesitate to send us a message on Instagram at Coach Peter or Teresa on at Coach Teresa West, or sending me an email on hello@coachpeter.com. If you've enjoyed this episode and you know of someone who would also enjoy hearing this message in their life right now, and they need to hear this message in their life right now, would you please do them and us a favor and share this episode with at least one other person? Thank you so much for watching and listening. We truly appreciate you. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
We'll see you in the next episode.